Monday, April 18th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I love this time of year. Spring is here. The flowers are blooming. The Easter celebration, which we are still celebrating on this Easter Monday. Baseball starts. And another event that happens this time of year, which I love, is the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia.
Tom, I have a lot of memories and a lot of affections that go in the same direction as you, obviously. As you know, my family are five generation, Augusta, Georgia. That's where they're from. I did spend most of my summers there with my grandparents. And so this beautiful piece of property that's called the Augusta National is up on what is called in Augusta the Hill. And up there also is a little town called Somerville that used to be a place where people from the coast would come and vacation in the summers because of the breezes up on the hill. And people from the north would come down in the winter and vacation there. And right next to Somerville is this piece of property that was bought by the legendary golfer Bobby Jones and turned into what is now known as the Augusta National. And as he did that, it was with the design of creating this tournament he calls the Masters, in which a select group of golfers would be invited each year for this tournament. The gentleman that won this year, who is going to be the subject of our discussion today, Scotty Scheffler. Scotty speaks of the beauty of the golf course and how attractive it is, and that this is the tournament that all the pros want to win. This one is the first major of the year each year. And of course, it's a who's who as to whom has won the Masters. And of course, it is a phenomenal test of golf. But what I'm drawn to today, Tom, is the touring pro, Scotty Scheffler, who is, by the way, on quite a roll right now. In the last six tournaments, he has won four. He is really playing golf at a significant level right now, and it showed up at this tournament just at the right time. But there's something else that showed up, and that was in the interview process, particularly with the press. And Tom, if I can just summarize some things that he said on three different occasions in response to three different questions. He basically said that he doesn't play golf for the victories. He plays golf like he tries to do everything else in life for the glory of God. That's what he wants to do. He wants his life to count for God's glory. He's grateful for all of those people who have been instrumental in his life. He's a man of humility and graciousness, and you could tell that just in the natural way. They weren't catchphrases he was throwing out. It just kind of came through conversationally. But what also came through conversationally was his world and life view. Tom, when I was listening to that, I was thinking, this is why we do this program, so that you begin to think in a seamless way about your relationship with Christ and the way you live your life and the way you conduct yourself in life. In other words, it's not, well, here's my life and I want to kind of build moments for Jesus in it. But actually, Jesus is your life, and it shows up in a seamless way as you are addressing the issues of life. So he makes the comment, well, one of the things that gave me peace and patience on the golf course and focus is that my desire is that whatever I do, it is to glorify God. And then secondly, he talked about relationships. His caddy, who is also a believer, he made the point that we're both believers and is not only competent, but also conducts himself in a way that becomes an asset in his life. And then he says, and I want to do the same thing for Teddy, which is his caddy's name. And then his wife, Meredith, really became a focus point. He talked about that from college golf on, he really gets tightened up and has indigestion problems as he anticipates the tournament. But once he's there and gets engaged, there's kind of a peace that comes over him in that context. And he said, and one of the reasons is because of something that he embraces in life and faith that his wife just brought right to the forefront that morning when she said, Scotty, you can win this tournament with a runaway or you can lose it by 10 strokes today and you can never win another tournament and I'm still going to love you. And you and I both know that Jesus is going to love you. He loves us not because of our performance, but because of his grace. And that's what allows us to do what we do. We don't do what we do to be loved. We do what we do because we're loved. Well, that shows some significant discipleship has been taking place in his life. And I want to do a little shout out here. I have the privilege to pastor a young man that I greatly appreciate and admire. His name's Stephen Bunn, who has a ministry called College Golf Fellowship. And he is the chaplain on the tour. And he has Bible studies that go on. And by the way, as you might suppose, Scotty and Meredith are involved in those Bible studies and involved in helping young amateur golfers hear the gospel through the College Golf Fellowship ministry, as well as the touring pros. You know, that's the way being a witness for Christ. I couldn't help but just sit and listen to that as he was talking about the golf, the tournament, and Jesus. But you could tell this was very seamless in his life. And here's what's interesting. Those who might be jaded concerning athletes giving glory to God or saying that they live for the glory of God are affirming the unstoppable, irresistible, undeserved, but saving love of Christ, who might be jaded about those things, actually became his platform. When he would say something, he said, well, since you've said that about your faith, and they begin to ask the questions of him, that opens the door for further explanations of the Christian life. You could see that Christ was his life, and it affected everything that he did. So all of life is lived for God's glory. Eating, drinking, playing golf, working, vocation, now everything is to be lived for God's glory. And then it shows up by giving us courage. Tom, I think you mentioned to me the legendary coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Tony Dungy, who is supportive of these parental rights legislation in the state of Florida and affirmed it alongside of Governor DeSantis. And then he came under unbelievable fire from the cultural elite. And he just stepped back up and said, guys, I've heard you. I heard what you said, but I will not back off. As a Christian, I know how important family is, and I know how important it is for families to have dads and moms, and particularly in this day and time, the re-engagement of dads in the lives of their children. So no, I am not going to turn the kids over to the government school system. I am going to continue to push for the engagement of parents. And so now there's courage. When Christianity is an additive of life, then when persecution comes, you dismiss it. But when it's seamlessly in your life, because Christ is your life, and you've been discipled through the Word of God and living by the Spirit of God, through your devotion to Christ who first loved you, whom you now love and want to keep his commandments, then that becomes a way of life, and that's when you have the courage to stay the course, no matter what the cost. Well, I am praying for this young man and his wife, because I know that many challenges and temptations are now going to come his way, but I am grateful of the people that he has around him. I'm grateful for their love for Christ and the progress they've already made as they've grown in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And what I am praying for these days of increased temptations and challenges and all the demands that are going to come his way, he'll be able to process it and order it even by the framework that he established in that interview, that he just simply wants to glorify God. And so how do you handle these days of challenge? Well, it's simple yet profound. Fix your eyes on Jesus, be committed to the preeminence of Christ in all things, and then every time the challenge comes, every time a decision is to be made, do the next right thing for Jesus and trust him with all your heart, soul, and mind. I thank the Lord for his testimony. Thank the Lord for the obvious blessing of what is demonstrably a Christian marriage with he and his wife Meredith, and the relationship he has with Teddy, and the Bible study on the tour, and the relationship he has in his church. And the first thing I'm doing is thanking the Lord that another believer who is walking with Christ imperfectly but intentionally has demonstrated a commitment to be salt and a light to the world.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today and perspective.